there's an abundance of prawns, fish and other seafood in the lead up to Easter, with waters off the Sunshine Coast well stocked. That's according to Nick Lockyer from Alula River Fisheries, who says while North Queensland may be experiencing supply issues, especially for prawns, it's a different story here with plenty on offer.
We're a beautiful local caught reef fish. We've got all the, of course, the Atlantic salmon that sells so well. Barramundi's another good one, but a lot of the local line caught stuff or local fish is really, really popular when we put it through the window. And then, of course, the bugs as well. You know, the Moreton Bay bugs, you can't go past them. They're probably one of our big ticket items next to prawns. So there's a couple of different options for people to choose from when they come in.
And he says despite a rise in fuel costs, prices should remain unchanged. Two people are due to face Noosa Magistrates Court next month after police allegedly uncovered a cannabis growing operation at a Black Mountain property. Detectives from the Sunshine Coast Criminal Investigation Branch executed a search warrant at the Myrtle Court address, where they allegedly discovered a hydroponic cannabis crop containing 20 kilograms of plants. A 58-year-old man and a 59-year-old are facing multiple charges, including possessing dangerous drugs. And a reminder for both locals and visitors to take care while exploring our natural attractions over the Easter break after a man and woman were injured while hiking in the Glasshouse Mountains on Saturday. The pair fell about 5 metres on Mount Biwa. The woman suffered a leg injury and was carried on a stretcher to a waiting ambulance by fire and rescue crews. She was taken to Skoo in a stable condition, while the male hiker had fallen further down a steep rock face, coming to rest hard against a tree. The RACQ Lifeline Rescue Chopper wanted to winch him on board, but decided against it due to weather conditions at the time being poor. Instead, the crew hoisted medical equipment and a stretcher down to the scene so QFES could carry the patient out. The injured man was later airlifted to the RBWH in a critical condition. In sport now, to the Queensland Cup, the Sunshine Coast Falcons claimed another victory, defeating the PNG Hunters 22-8 over the weekend. The series will take a break over Easter now, returning for round 5 on April 23, when the Falcons face the Mackay Cutters at Sunshine Coast Stadium. And celebrations for Sunshine Coast Lightning's Laura Sherian, who notched up her 100th National League game in the team's win over the Thunderbirds on Sunday. The Lightning taking victory by just 1 point, thanks to rookie Riley Batchelder. The final score 52-51.